didn't seem to be much flow and much press from your team, especially in the first two periods. What do you think it was that your team came out somewhat flat to start the game?
Well, we didn't have speed. We didn't support the puck, and we didn't adjust to the flow of the game. Sometimes you just have to be willing to play well defensively and not make any hope plays offensively or defensively. I thought the first two periods we were waiting for the puck to get on the right side. Can't do that. Doesn't matter who you play against. Once you start doing that, the result is not going
to
be good.
We often talk about your team's speed, but it really seemed like they tried to neutralize that speed throughout the game and not allow your defense to get it up to the forwards to really kind of get that their legs going. Is that the way you saw it?
Yeah, well, they did a good job for sure, but we didn't do a good job at using our speed. Again, waiting for the perfect pass or waiting for to be in a good position. They wanted to grind us. They wanted to play along the boards. They wanted to play those one-on-one battles, and we've been pretty successful at playing that kind of game in this season. Just not tonight. We weren't engaged enough. So it's something we need to make sure we get back on track.
Second time now in less than a week, you managed to score a goal down to. With the goalie pulled with about 3.5 minutes to go in the game. Was that just, again, a feeling you got to pull the goalie at that point, or is it more of a desperation?
Well, you get a feel for the game. I guess it's a combination of different things, but being down by two goals, you're trying to push the pace a little bit there. And good for us. We've been able to get some points because of that recently, but we need a full 60 minutes.
Captain spoke to that and he said, you know, it's unfortunate you weren't able to play with that desperation that you had for the full 60 minutes, but you did have it in the last three. Why is it that you think that they, was it something they did or was it your team?
Coming back from the road trip, we played 2-2 and then, you know, traveling, felt we didn't have our legs. Our mindset was not sharp in the first two periods and, you know, just supporting the puck, moving the puck, talking on the ice. The bench was quiet. You can see it, you can feel it, and then the actions are telling you that we're not right. And I think, you know, we talked about it the other day. There's, you know, this sense of entitlement because we're in a position to feel good about ourselves, but we're not. We're not in the playoffs yet. It's not the playoffs. We need to stick to our plan and stick to the process and making sure that there's no entitlement. And then right now I think we're getting a little bit away from who we are. And it happens in the season. And it's not about the call-ups or injuries. It's about opportunities. And right now we're just a little bit off and we need to come back on track.
Is the 11-7 play into that at all, or is it just part of adjusting to the life in the NHL?
Well, that's life in the NHL. Obviously, we didn't have many options tonight, so it was we had to go 11-7. But we've done it in the past, and some teams in the NHL do it consistently. I don't think that should be a reason.
And last for me is, you know, you're talking about how you have gotten away from what's made you successful, but at the same time, you still managed to get a point. Does that send a bad message to this team that they can kind of rest on their laurels for 57 minutes and then last 3 minutes kind of get it going and end the game?
Well, we're not going to lie to ourselves here. That's something we don't do. And we talk about the process consistently and doing the right things shift after shift and getting good at what we can do well on the ice. And the final result is one thing. And as much as we like winning, and we do love winning, the process has to be right. Because if you kid yourself and you think that you've played a good 60 minute because you got a point, that's not true. And the players are aware of that. We have a mature team, and I know that they're aware of how we've played. I'm sure the players spoke to you, and we're going to have a good meeting tomorrow, good practice, and we'll go from there.